fleet hiring practices under scrutiny. The recent $5.5 million discrimination settlement between Central Transport and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, has sparked a broader conversation about hiring practices, safety performance, and the risks associated with a fleet's recruiting process. The case raises important questions about how companies can ensure they are not missing out on qualified candidates due to biases or stereotypes in their hiring decisions. By examining this settlement, we can gain insight into the importance of creating a diverse and inclusive work environment that prioritizes safety above all else. The allegations against Central Transport suggest that the company may have been passing over experienced female applicants in favor of less qualified male drivers. This is particularly concerning given the increasing scrutiny being placed on motor carrier safety. The EEOC's investigation revealed that the Phoenix terminal was not the only location where female driver applicants were ignored, with a similar incident occurring at the Detroit terminal. The case underscores the need for companies to regularly assess their hiring and HR processes to prevent accidents and lawsuits. By doing so, they can ensure that they are not creating a culture of bias or stereotypes that could lead to devastating consequences. This includes implementing diversity and inclusion training programs, reviewing applications thoroughly, and providing equal opportunities for all candidates. The settlement also highlights the importance of transparency in hiring practices. In this case, the EEOC discovered that Central Transport had been ignoring female driver applicants, including one woman who was told she would not get an interview due to her gender. This lack of transparency can lead to a culture of distrust and undermine efforts to create a safe and inclusive work environment. The recent Supreme Court decision has also increased the focus on safety performance in the trucking industry. With brokers screening companies more carefully, it is essential that fleets prioritize safety above all else. By doing so, they can reduce their risk of accidents and lawsuits while maintaining a competitive edge in the market. Research suggests that women drivers may have stronger safety and compliance records than their male counterparts. This is particularly notable at a time when safety performance is under increasing scrutiny. By recognizing the value of diverse perspectives and experiences, companies can create a safer and more inclusive work environment that benefits everyone. The EEOC's investigation revealed that Central Transport was not an isolated incident, with similar cases occurring at other terminals. This highlights the need for companies to implement comprehensive diversity and inclusion initiatives that address biases and stereotypes in hiring practices. Ultimately, this case serves as a reminder that fleet hiring practices have a significant impact on safety performance and liability. By prioritizing diversity, inclusion, and transparency, companies can reduce their risk of accidents and lawsuits while creating a safer and more competitive work environment. The settlement also underscores the importance of accountability in preventing discriminatory hiring practices. Central Transport's agreement to pay $5.5 million demonstrates that companies must be held accountable for their actions and take steps to prevent similar incidents from occurring in the future.